There has been a spike in the number of kids being removed from their homes in the Tampa Bay area over the past few years, and foster care agencies are struggling to keep up with the influx. This week on Florida Matters, we're talking about the challenges those who work in the foster care system are facing and how it impacts the children they serve. In this preview, we hear from Yvonne Maroney, Community Outreach Coordinator with Guardian Ad Litem Program in Hillsborough County, and Tampa Bay Times reporter Chris O'Donnell. O'Donnell has reported that Hillsborough is leading the state in child removals, and Florida Matters host Robin Sussingham asks him why.
That's a tough question. 2016, around 1,670-something children were removed in Hillsborough County. That's more than any other county, more than Miami-Dade, which has a population of 1.3 million more people. I spoke to tons of people when I was writing a story on this to try and get an answer, you know, why is it? And there's a lot of theories out there, and picking one, you know, is a tough reason. Certainly, I think these factors play a part. The actual child welfare investigations, the CPI, as they're called, Child Protective Investigators, that's done by the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office. And there's around five or six counties where that's, you know, they have the local sheriff's office do it. And typically those counties have among the higher removal rates. So I think they're erring on the side of caution. No one wants to be the investigator that went into a home and said it's okay for a kid to stay here, and then that kid turns up dead 2 weeks later.
So they're more aggressive about removing
they're
children.
They're more aggressive. And Hillsborough as well, you know, it's a very big county. It has some urban areas where there's high poverty. It also has a lot of rural areas where there's big pockets of high poverty. And maybe I think that if you look at the zip codes where they have removed the most children, you know, it's, I mean, we were talking about how some children, you know, this transcends income, and, you know, you get children removed from rich families and poor families. But on the whole, it tends to be poorer families whose children are removed.
And I would imagine areas where the drug crisis is more prevalent, which
in a
lot of rural areas, you know, you've got.
A lot of the drug problems that we're talking about, you know, the opioids and stuff, it's hitting the poorer communities. And a child welfare investigator who goes into a home and finds evidence of drug use, the child's almost going to be removed 100% of its cases.
Mm-hmm. I think we also have a very transient population. I think Hillsborough County is, you know, like a stopping point as people come into the state from different areas. So I think we have people who are here for a short period of time and then are looking to move somewhere else. But in that period of time, that's when trouble happens because they don't have a support system. You know, if you are moving to a new place and you've got two or three kids under the age of five or six and you don't have a support system, and, you know, it just snowballs for some folks.
That's a really good point. Also, if you've got family around, the aunts and uncles can take over for a little while, or the grandparents. They can go to the grandparents' house for a little while if the parents are having problems. If you've got no support system, like you said, and Florida as a whole is a very transient area.
Absolutely. Then
you tend more to fall into this problem where the kids have nowhere to go except to the state, mm-hmm. to foster care.
And you can join us for Florida Matters for more on this discussion. That is tonight at 6:30 here at WUSF 89.7.